Welcome to installment 59 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, positive commandment number 171, the commandment to give a half shekel, machatis ha-shekel, every year. The Rambam relates that the giving of the half shekel is derived from the verse in the book of Exodus, whereupon the Jews were counted at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. How were they to be counted? Not by going and pointing at each one and counting him, but rather each one would go and give a half a shekel. And later on, these half shekelim, these half coins, would be counted up, and therefore it could be determined how many Jews there were. The verse is in Exodus chapter 30, verse 12, where the verse says, each one should go and give kefer nafshei l'Hashem, or an atonement offering for his life to God. Why is this called an atonement offering? One reason is because this half shekel was used for the communal sacrifices in the temple, or in the Mishkan, the tabernacle, at the times that the Jews were in the desert before the temple was actually built. These sacrifices would include the daily tamid sacrifice, the musaf sacrifice, the additional sacrifice, also all of the other communal offerings, the wine, the salt for salting the sacrifices, the wood in which it was burned, the incense, which provided the fragrance, the red heifer, the parah adumah, as well as other sacrifices, all were paid for by this communal kupa, this communal fund from the half shekelim, which were collected. The Rambam in his legal code states that they would go and start making announcements on the first of the month of Adar, a month and a half approximately before Passover, on the first day of the Hebrew month of Adar, Mashmim al Ashkolim. They would announce that now the time has come for everyone to give their half shekel. And they would start collecting. On the 15th of the month of Adar, tables were set up for people to go and be able to give their half shekolim, their half shekel. Two boxes, or two pushkas, so to speak, were set up on each table. Maimonides tells us that the boxes were wide on the top, were wide on the bottom and narrow at the top, in order that it should be easy to put the money in, but very difficult to go and get it out. There were, in fact, two boxes on each table. One box was for the present coming year's collection, and the other one was for those people that might have missed out last year. They should also give their half shekel from the previous year, so it should be used up in the coming month before the time period expires. In the temple grounds itself, in Jerusalem, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were actually 13 different boxes. Each one was labeled for what particular purpose the person could designate their shekelim should be given towards, and a person could go and designate what specific thing it should go and be used for. This collection process started on the 15th of Adar. Once it came the 25th of Adar, however, then they would start forcing people to give. Since this giving of the half shekel was compulsory, they actually went and would force people to go and contribute. A very important lesson from the giving of the half shekel is contained in the fact that every single person, regardless of their level and regardless of their wealth, regardless of the level of their intelligence, of their fame, or any other differing factors which go and distinguish one person from another, that everyone, when it came to the giving of the half shekel, was absolutely equal, that a poor person could not give any less, and a rich person was not allowed to go and give any more, that in the temple, before God, every Jew is exactly the same, and therefore everyone gives exactly the same amount. Hasidic philosophy explains further that the giving of the half shekel reaches and it reveals and indicates the essence of every single Jew. That every single Jew, when it comes out to the essence, the spark of godliness within him, every single Jew is exactly the same. We are all equal. And in order to go and achieve the atonement, which was necessary through the sacrifices, to achieve this atonement, one had to go and reveal and reach the essence of the Jewish soul. And therefore, these sacrifices had to come from money, which reached the essence, which indicated the part of every Jew, which is equal, which goes and joins us all together. The half shekel also had to be given all at once. One could not give this half shekel in installments. It had to be given all in one coin, and the coin at the time was a half shekel. In later time periods and in different places where the coins being used were not a shekel, one should go and use a coin which is a half of the amount of the currency at that time. In today's times, for example, a half dollar could be used. And this half dollar had to be gone and given all at once. It could not be split up into different times. An important lesson is also contained in the fact that a half shekel was given. why could the Jews not have given a whole shekel? It seems to be a more complete and less stingy way of giving. Why should you go and only give a half when you could go and give a whole? Nevertheless, this also contains an important lesson for us, that when a Jew goes and gives an amount to go and achieve the atonement before a God, that what he has to offer is only a half, that he himself cannot go and offer the complete amount, that every one of us needs his fellow Jew, and we all need, in order to achieve our completion and our perfection, the participation and the cooperation from another Jew, from our brother and our friend. And therefore, we could only go and give a half. We must realize that whatever we can give, that if we do the maximum within our capability, and we are perfect in our efforts, that nevertheless, we have only achieved a half. And we have to go and come on to our fellow Jew to go and participate and give the other half. Maimonides tells us that this commandment was in effect only bizman habayis, at the time that the temple was in existence. And at the time the temple was in existence, or at the times of the tabernacle beforehand, the mitzvah was required to be fulfilled everywhere where Jews could find themselves, both in the land of Israel and outside the land of Israel. Even though they might not be in proximity of the daily offering of the sacrifices, nevertheless, the atonement went for them also, and therefore they had to go and contribute to the half shekel. However, after the temple was destroyed, for example, in our own times now, there is no requirement to go and give the half shekel. And this applies not only outside Israel, but even in the land of Israel, there is no longer the giving of the half shekel. Nevertheless, every year we have a remembrance of this mitzvah of giving the half shekel. Before the Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the Hebrew month of Adar, when they would first announce the giving of the shekelim, we read in the synagogue, Parsha Shekelim. We read the beginning of the Parsha Kisisa, the biblical section dealing with this commandment. And therefore we have Zechel Mikdash, we commemorate the giving of the shekelim at those times. Many people also have the custom on Purim, Tainis Esther, the day before Purim, of going and giving a half shekel, each person for himself, and some people also give on behalf of their family members. In this way, we go and remember the temple, remember the Beis HaMikdash, and hopefully arouse our thirst and our desire to have it rebuilt, b'mheirav yameinu, speedily in our days.